Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
The 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
I agree. Effie Carbliss talking text line 800-990-3776. You can never text your best friend too much. I live by that. I just don't get texts back.
Yeah, you peppered him. You peppered him with texts without much response.
It's like an unwritten rule now. Like, it's just part of our relationship.
And you've accepted it.
Yes, I've been told acceptance that, like, if we place a bet together, mm-hmm. if we're betting on something, he lives a busier life with two children, and his job is very busy. So there will be times where I'll be watching the game that we talked about
you
at work
are so
to bet on.
Desperate. This is sad.
It is desperate. This is what you're trying to rationalize.
This is the
person who gets cheated on but tries to be in denial. No, it's not that. They made a mistake.
He's a pick me girl.
Yeah.
He's a pick me girl.
Yeah, and he is cheating on you with his attention. His attention is to other things, no longer to you, Ben. He's cheating on you with his attention.
Maybe I needed this talk.
Yeah, yeah. You
deserve
better. This is embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying.
You think me and Brad would be friends with you after this? You think
do
we want
I drop
be
him as best man for the wedding?
Well, I would just say this. Whenever you text me late at night, I respond. Whenever you call me late at night, I answer.
All right, so Strofe and I played the best game ever last night.
This is actually very fun. Yeah.
Are you pulling out your phone?
Yeah, I'll pull it out.
So yesterday at Maddie's Bar and Grill in New Berlin, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, that's where we were yesterday. Every Thursday at 2:45, what do we play?
Over under.
Mm-hmm. Over under. And yesterday we had the privilege and pleasure of having... Yeah, are you guys laughing at somebody who looks like a corpse on TV?
What happened to Bob Ryan? Is he okay?
Dude, put some makeup on him.
Oh, man. I don't know
I'm
what to
sorry.
Say.
I'm sorry.
Yo, come on, guys.
I'm sorry, but
we got a show to do. We lost Strofe.
He looks unwell.
He goes, what happened
Kyle
to Bob
and I looked
Ryan?
At the TV. We looked at each other, and our jaws dropped. I don't know what to say. I have in my brain a Bob Ryan from high school.
Yeah.
Around the horn. And I guess I haven't seen him in years.
He's almost 80.
And damn.
Oh my gosh, he doesn't look well. Oh, look at him. Okay, I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
Why are you making fun of the
elderly? I'm not trying to make fun of him, but damn, Bob, what happened? You right, put some makeup on him or something.
I mean, it would help. A different filter.
He said, ah.
You are literally mocking the elderly.
I'm sorry. It was shocking.
It is shocking.
He looks see-through.
I do feel bad, but it's a shock.
It's shocking.
It's a shock.
Okay, Ben, what were you saying? Man. You were talking about something before Bob Ryan.
Because Woody Page puts makeup on,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
He looks all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, decent.
So, would you like to rejoin the show?
So, if you saw it too, you probably.
I can't believe. I can't breathe.
Y'all go ahead and Google Bob
man.
Ryan now.
What a distraction.
It was.
I got
turn the TV off.
Down my face.
It was alarming. It was alarming.
Even you wanted to turn around. What are you looking at? Get mad. And then you looked at you.
I said, oh my God. Listen, what is wrong? Get this guy off national television.
All right.
Like this is the ESPN.
I see why they're canceling this damn show.
Take it easy.
Gosh.
Wouldn't fire Bob. Well, I mean, ultimately, like somehow those paychecks kind of come down to us. So don't take how big he is.
No, I like Biggie.
There's no doubt he's knowledgeable. I'm sure
how
his takes
old
are
is
outstanding.
He?
78. He'll be 79 next month.
There's no doubt he's capable and his takes are intelligent and he's well distinguished.
Are we all just waiting for him to pop back on screen?
Yeah. And like, again,
if you're watching on YouTube, you have permission to leave our show to go to ESPN and laugh with us to see.
It just caught me by surprise. It just caught me by surprise. That's all.
Yeah, pork man.
That's all. Oh, boy.
Imagine Grandpa Bob trying to kiss you with that face.
Come on, Kyle. Jeez,
Kyle.
So yesterday at Maddie's Bar and Grill, and I did such a good job of not losing my voice, but I had to laugh at Bob Ryan because it looked so bad.
It was awful.
I'm changing the channel, by the way.
I think
I have to.
I don't even want to see it.
I'm sweating in places I didn't know I could sweat.
Woo.
Oh, we're going to get in trouble for this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Yale at Princeton. That's I don't know what perfect. Sport it is. But
great. Works. Okay, thank
all right,
you.
Basketball. There it is. Some young men. All right.
All right.
You were at Maddie's Bar and Pub yesterday.
Yeah,
text
a game you guys were playing.
Yeah, well, that you didn't include Brad and I in.
Yeah, thanks for being included.
I feel like that was so alarming that I am sweating.
It was. And again, I want people to understand, when Brad and I don't pay attention to Ben, he gets very upset.
Yeah.
So he was ready. He saw me and Brad look
mad
at each other and look at the screen. And Ben looked at us. He was going to turn around and say, what are you guys doing?
And then I looked at him. I saw myself. I was like, ah!
He realized this is a problem. Stunning, shocking, alarming.
All right, so I'm at a loss for words, which is bad.
Yeah, we should resettle ourselves. You were telling a story about how you and Strofe did not text me.
I want to hear about this game, this over-under game.
All right, so pull up your phone, Strofe. All right, we're gonna be professionals here. Are you looking at our texts?
No.
All right, just go to break. Let's get some water. Team recess. Oh,
okay, my head's up. It's up.
Team reset.
Okay. All
right, let's go to break.
Okay.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Thing that's ever happened to you from a breakup?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about
it. You brought it, so I had to ask.
I ain't gonna put my old shorties on blast. But
why not? They're old shorties.
I've had some old shorties.
Yeah.
My parents listen to this show. I don't want my parents to know the craziness that I've dealt with that they son been a part of.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. What I need tonight.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman hanging with you till 5 o'clock. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line, where less is more. It is time to get to pole position, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragaway.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position. Pole Position on Kyle Brustin Nortman is presented by Great Lakes Dragway, a quarter-mile-long drag strip, plus a drift pad. Even drive your own car on the track. Find full event schedule and ticket information at greatlakesdragway.com.
Yeah, it's time for Pole Position, presented by Great Lakes Dragway right here on KBN. We always start, because some polls are better than others, with the worst poll of the week.
Do we have a runaway worst poll?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh.
Because I want all that smoke, baby.
Okay.
Worst poll of the week goes to Wilde and Tausch.
Poll Stealers? Poll Stealers.
Poll Stealers.
Let's go. We beefing. We going to beef.
Wilde and Tausch, on which side of the ball do you think the Packers are closer to being championship level? Literally the same poll we did
a day
16
ago.
Hours prior.
Oh. Must be nice to be in our wake.
Mailed it, Brad.
What would they do without us?
I don't know. And honestly, for the record, they both said championship defense. I would be curious to know what their own listeners said, because I believe our KBN Nation says offense is closer to championship level. That's how it's still go with. His offense is closer.
What a great poll by them. You know, what do they say?
Brilliant minds.
Imitation is the greatest flattery.
Sincerest form of flattery.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
And
so
by
much.
The way, Brad, you're very wrong. 72% of our listeners said defense.
Sorry, yeah. KBN Nation.
They were on the right side of history with this guy. Just saying.
Offense.
Dang.
You guys all said offense. I said defense.
And KBN Nation said defense?
And KBN Nation, 72% of them said defense.
Wow.
Wasn't even that close. All right, let's go to the good poll, shall we? Let's go to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy weekday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN Milwaukee.
How mad do you think they're going to be at you now, Shroff?
Nah, they'll give him a pass.
Yeah, we're all in it together, baby.
Oh, I like that.
You come at one of you guys, you come at all of us.
Let's go, Strove.
I'm down with it. I can get jiggy with that.
I get jiggy with it too, Kyle. Okay. This one from Jen Gabe and Chewy weekday. Jen Gabe and Chewy weekday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on ESPN Milwaukee. Is no, I just don't feel like it tonight. A good enough answer to get out of plans with friends.
Okay.
Yes or no?
Okay. Oof. I'm glad.
I wasn't sure where that was going.
Thank you for finishing that statement knowing that show.
I just don't feel like it tonight.
I'm not going to lie. I respect it, but I don't have the courage to use it.
Mm.
It depends what it is, too. If it's like a, hey, I'm having people over for my birthday party, and someone says, just don't feel like it, that would sting.
Yeah.
That would really sting.
But like, hey, we're like, having people over. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, but if it's like, hey, you want to hang out and have a carb list? And the person's like, I just don't feel like it tonight. I would respect that. I have no problem with it.
Nah.
Depends how big of a deal the get-together is.
Lie to me. Tell me you had something that came up, something more important. I want you to lie to me. I don't want you to sit here and tell me, I don't feel like hanging out with you tonight. That is a direct shot at me. Because they feel like doing something, but they just don't feel like doing it for me.
Kyle.
I'd rather you be occupied and lie and say there's something else going on than you just blatantly, straight up, and boldly tell somebody like me, who doesn't like to be very social, that I don't want to hang out with.
Kyle, you tell us to our face you don't want to hang out with us.
Because we established that relationship. I'm talking about a friend. They said friend.
No. You established that relationship. There was no we. Oh. It was this. These are the ground rules of working with me on this show.
I understand boundaries. That's what it is.
Very firm boundaries.
Well, again, though, I think that as a friend, you need to be respectful and nice about it and lie to me. Don't tell me that you don't want to hang out with me.
Sticking with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is having...
Yeah, hang on. Just go back to that.
What?
If you lie... You get a chance to be caught in that lie.
Yeah. No, you don't.
And then it makes it worse. Are you really friends?
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me if Greg, who doesn't text you back, told you, hey, yeah, we're hanging out tonight, we're just chilling, are you gonna sit there and try to contact his wife to see are they really doing something, have plans already, or are you just taking that for what it is, face value? I'd rather my friends say they're busy with the kids or something like that, where they just didn't want to hang out.
But then they feel like they can't be honest with you.
No, stop it.
Yeah that's a problem in a friendship.
I know. Okay, well.
Yeah, you got issues. This is why you don't have very many friends.
Oh, I got issues. Mr. Beg Me, please hang out with
Who's
me.
Who's better, me or Tausch?
You're my best
friend. I thought come at one of us, you come at all of us. Right now, it just feels like we're all coming at me.
You opened up your mouth trying to come at me, so they had to stand up for me.
Nobody came at you in this scenario. Just us. We're allowed to do that.
All right, sounds good.
From Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is having H-A-L-V-I-N-G, like cutting it in half,
H-A-L-V-I-N-G.
Is having infinite.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
You can continue to have infinite amounts of time.
H-A-L-V-E.
Yes. Like cutting a number in half infinitely. Like,
but what about physically? Like if I shredded a piece of paper in half.
Well, what are we having? That's the question.
The piece of paper. The size of the piece of paper. The size of the object.
You'd have to go down to the atom level.
Okay.
And I guess they can split atoms.
You can technically split atoms, but would we be physically able to continue to do that? Even if we had all of the equipment that we would need to get this piece of paper in the infinite amount of halves. I mean, we are talking... really hard work.
Numerically, it's possible.
Yes, I agree with that.
Substantively,
yeah,
I believe it's not possible.
Question. I have a question. I do have. So, in school, what class did y'all learn this in where you can legitimately have this conversation?
Great question.
Because I'm a snooze listening to y'all. I know I fell asleep during this lesson.
No, this is fascinating. This is deep thinking.
Yeah, this is fascinating.
This is not fascinating. This is boring.
No,
you don't think about the theory of numbers?
Right.
Numbers?
No, 2 + 2 = 4, and when my paycheck come, I know for a fact when it says that's a deduction, that's a taxes, that's the end, that's all I need to know. I don't need to know how to get there.
Yeah, but if you cut it in half, and then you cut it in half again,
I don't want to cut it
so
in half.
On.
If they cut it in half too much, I'm going to say, what the hell, Uncle Sam? Stop taking my money.
You know what's a wild thing? Is that pi is infinite.
Who cares?
It's true, it is.
It never ends.
What is the point of pi? I'd rather eat it.
It's actually brilliant because it has to do with measuring a circle.
Do you
think about the finding that out?
I'm trying to listen.
go ahead, learn.
Because think about, I mean, the perfect circle, trying to measure that, whether it be circumference, area, diameter, using pi to do that is a brilliant discovery. And pi itself is infinite.
What's the longest?
Going on and on and on and on and on.
Ben, when's the last time you used pi to solve anything?
It's easy to find all that in a rectangle. But in a circle,
I still don't know what you use pi for.
Me either. I don't either.
I just circles. Explained it.
He just explained
yeah,
it.
Just explained it. I don't understand anything.
Why do I need to know how to use a circle? Circles just appear in my life. I don't need to calculate anything for circles. I haven't used pi since I had a little protractor, whatever the hell that was.
But it's used all around you.
Okay, but
all around you.
Where? Engineering?
Cool, yeah,
engineering.
Great. Like I'm not an engineer.
I'm sure your homes utilize something perfectly circular, and it had to be perfectly measured.
And it was perfectly educated by somebody who gave a damn. I didn't. I don't need that. I need to talk sports. I told my teacher that. I said, I don't need this.
You talk about that?
The Packer. Legitimately, real story is that in the fifth grade, during parent-teacher's conference, Miss Lonsby, I believe her name was. She got married, so it used to be Miss Mayor. Whitefish Bay, parents-teacher conference. You know what she told my parents? You know, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace, he seems to write a lot about sports. We got to get him to write about other things. So my dad came home and said, Kyle, let me talk to you. I said, what's up? How'd it go? Went okay, but your teacher said you got to stop writing about sports. I said, what? Why? You got to write about other stuff. So then I had to go write about other stuff. And now look at me. That's all I do is talk sports.
Talk to her right now, Kyle.
Ms. Lonsby, you were wrong. I was right.
Oh, that's not the moment we were all hoping for. Is she a nice lady or something?
Actually, we made her cry one time.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it was she moved from first grade to fifth grade. I had her in first grade. I was so sweet in first grade. Then something changed in fifth grade. And we made her cry as a class. I'd never
forget. What'd you guys do as a class?
We just wouldn't stop talking. We were a rambunctious class, the loud kids, the bad kids. And I just remember she was like, you guys just won't stop. And she was pregnant, too, so I think she was a little bit
Kyle,
a hormonal.
That is just...
And you know what's crazy?
That's
actually,
evil.
It wasn't Miss Lonsby. Her name was Miss Tauscher. And I remember I thought that she actually might have been related to Mark Tauscher. I swear, you can look it up. Whitefish Bay, her name used to be Miss Maurer, Mrs. Mayer, and then it became Mrs. Tauscher.
She married into the Tauscher family?
I thought she did as a kid. That is crazy that I'm thinking about that.
Are you
randomly
certain that she didn't?
I had to ask Tausch, I guess.
Shoot him a text.
Maybe this is why Tausch harbors anger toward KBN. Because the fifth grade Kyle Wallace made his family member cry. Whilst pregnant.
I'm a Googler. I'm going to look at it. Oh my gosh. I'm a founder, I think.
Okay.
The internet's crazy. You can find anybody. It really is.
Tell me more, Brad.
I mean.
No. We got another poll question.
Yeah. There you go,
I forgot what segment we were in. Literally.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman on the 414 Hour at 4. We are listening to Pole Position right now, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway.
This one from Jim, Matt, and Molly, kind of. Evan Cohen has a question for Packers fans. Which member of the team's big three is best at their job? Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, or Brian Gutekunst?
Ooh.
That's a doozy.
That's a good question by Evan. That's why he's really... big boy radio.
That's I mean, doozy. Honestly.
Big boy radio. He should fill in for Bob Ryan.
No, yeah, no. Should. Come on. Be better.
I am going to go with Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, it's not Jordan.
It's not Jordan. We haven't seen enough.
It's not Matty Mouse. He's 3-5 in the playoffs. It's Goody.
Has put Goody together some impressive teams. He might not have won a championship, which is what we're trying to hold
Kyle,
him to.
Kyle, what was the question?
Goody. The answer is Goody.
What was the question?
Listen, he hasn't put together a championship.
What was the question?
And that's what Brad said. He got to put together a championship. It falls on the shoulders of Goody more than it does Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love.
That wasn't the question.
Huh?
You seriously don't know.
That's what my girl does. When she starts talking about something and I go, that's not what I was saying. She goes, huh? Huh?
Question is, who is best at their job?
Oh!
Love
Goody.
Love Goody.
That's
what
we did this together a little bit ago.
We already did that.
I was looking up my fifth grade teacher.
How's she doing?
I'm trying to figure it out. There's another Miss Tauscher there now, Carolyn. Not who I believe she was. But, man, I think, honestly, I think Matt LaFleur is best at his job because Matt LaFleur was able to take this ragtag bunch last year of the youngest team in the NFL in 2023 to the playoffs.
Ragtag bunch.
No, they were a ragtag bunch. They didn't know what they were doing. Remember, guys.
They were running the wrong route.
Exactly.
They
were
into each other.
They didn't know what they were doing, and he found a way to get them to make it to the playoffs, right? Got Jordan Love to elevate his play. Now, this year, even though they did not make it as far as we would like, and in the end it didn't end well, the Packers still won 11 games. They had like five or six games where they scored 30-plus points. Matt LaFleur did a good job. We need him to do better, but he did a good job.
Yeah, I still think it's Goody.
I think the hardest thing in sports is finding a franchise quarterback, and Goody did that. Now, we don't know how high that ceiling is for Jordan Love, but franchise quarterback, he realized he needs some free agents. He got McKinney and Jacobs. They are a consistent playoff team. That's hard to do in the NFL full of a bunch of B players.
Here's what I'll say about this question, right? Who's best at their job between Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, and Goody? It's kind of like, I don't know. Do you really believe in any of those three that are like amazing at their jobs?
No.
With each one, when you went through like the mental, okay, is it Jordan Love? Is it Matt LaFleur? Is it Goody?
It was like Goody by default. Almost.
Well, Goody by default, but like each one had like something that made me hesitant to commit to him.
Jordan Love.
Like each one, I'm like, they're good.
Took a step back, right?
Yeah.
And he just got paid. Matt LaFleur, 3-5 in the playoffs. Kind of throws tantrums. And
so I think
Goody.
First round
draft picks.
So I think it's very interesting because I always ponder this, right? You guys say I'm the spoiled Green Bay Packers fan that has the high expectations for the Green Bay Packers. But hearing you two talk about how they're not amazing, they legitimately, when you look at all 32 football teams, the Green Bay Packers have a great quarterback, they have a great coach, and they have a great general manager. Like they are above average in what they do.
Well, now, are they above average or are they great?
They're great.
They're great. Maybe very good. Very good.
They're great.
What's above great then? Elite?
They're not elite, but they're great.
Okay. What's above elite?
Icon?
Tom Brady.
Legend.
Legend. Superstar.
I'm still sweating.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
And make sure everyone's tuning in when we do this, because y'all's faces are going to be like,
it better be sweet.
If you think I'm going to act like that for oatmeal, you're outside your damn
You've never
mind.
Had Brad Nortman's oatmeal.
It's not Quaker, is it?
Yeah, but I've also had chocolate chip pancakes with butter organic. And syrup that make me go, oh, baby, oatmeal ain't going to do that.
You'll be surprised. I'm going to do a variety.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Bring me a higher love. Where's that higher love? I keep
thinking of that Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-ESPN. I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman. Taking it at 5 o'clock before the Homer Hour. All right. A little read option time.
Yeah,
all Friday. Read option. A little RPO. What are we going to do?
Should we do read option Friday?
Yeah, we should.
Do you care if Goody misses in the first round as long as he cooks in the second and seventh?
Oh, my
Jeez,
God.
Jeez, boy.
Someone.
Dang.
Get the hook this guy.
Right, for real. We got to take him out. He looked like your performance is the way that Bob Ryan looks.
Bob Ryan won around the horn.
That is the upset of the century.
222nd win for Bob Ryan.
Does Jordan Love get a pass this season for being injured?
Or
Brad gives us some statistical nerd thing right now.
Ooh. I don't have any stats. Tony Kornheiser and Bob Ryan are almost the same age.
Oh, wow.
That's a shocking
it
one.
It is very shocking.
And Tony Kornheiser's on
BTI.
Right, so
here's where we're at.
That's
where we're at. It's a stat. Ben can't speak. Brad is clearly completely mentally checked out unless it has to do with the 4-5 block on ESPN TV. And Kyle's just Kyle.
Hey, man, I'm going anywhere y'all want to go. We want to talk about Jordan Love? Let's do it. We're trying to talk about why Goody is not cooking in the first round. We can do it.
Strofe, what do you say we go?
I kind of want to go to Love.
All right, get the ball and run with it.
All right, I don't think we give Love a pass for being injured in 2024.
Really?
Now, he was underwhelming,
I think it
plays a role. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think it minimized some of his performances, but there were still questionable decisions. Down the stretch, he was healthy, as far as we're aware, and still throwing big interceptions in the playoff game. Like, look, it's not like it was an MVP season, and it's not like it was an awful season. It was kind of a meh season from Jordan Love. Therefore, I don't think you can use the injury as a crutch to say, hey, give him a pass on 2024.
But if he was fully healthy the whole year, no knee, no groin, how much better do you think he would have played? I think you can add 5 touchdowns and take away 3 picks. Maybe a little bit, and obviously, like, more yard, getting into
rhythm. Yeah, but then all of a sudden, I think you're adding a win or two, and that's not a 7th seed anymore.
That's true, but we also know Jordan Love is a rhythm-based quarterback, so
correct.
He was in the lineup. He was out of the lineup. He got hurt in the Jags game. He's back in.
Wasn't practicing.
Yeah, he missed a lot of training camp.
If you're
Oh, jeez,
Kyle.
Tried to tell y'all. I want to listen.
Do you think that was the first domino to fall? The fact
sure
that he
was.
Wasn't in full training camp.
Body wouldn't
that's why he got hurt.
800-990-3776. Kyle Wallace said Jordan Love was being selfish when he held out of training camp for 4 days.
Hurt his body.
Waiting to get an extension with the Green Bay Packers.
Hurt his body. Rushed back. Mm.
Do you think Kyle Wallace is an idiot for that take? 800-990-3776.
Well, to me, it seems like the season where he didn't miss training camp and he was all in for the Green Bay Packers, he ended up doing pretty well. He didn't start off shaky in 2023. He actually came out cooking.
That is, I don't know if he came out cooking.
The game won against the Bears, he sure did.
If anything, there's an argument to make that he helped save his body. Maybe the injury could have been worse if he went out there, strained his body even more that first week of training camp. Mm-mm. It would be even worse shape in Brazil.
Everybody was ahead of him. But overall, for this Jordan Love conversation, this question, I'm giving Jordan Love a pass this year. I really am. Because when I'm looking at Jordan Love this year, is he gets a pass because it was a weird, funky season. And then when Jason Wilde shared with us, Matt LaFleur was still trying to find a way to adjust to the new rushing attack that they had with a Josh Jacobs and the scheme that they actually run the ball, that it wasn't as, you know, they didn't have a flow because Jordan Love came up in a different type of scheme, a zone scheme, I believe they had, when they had Aaron Jones, and now he had to adjust. And so the adjustment, you know, there's a little bit of a delay there. But when I look at next year, right, that's when Jordan Love gets no passes for anything. If you get hurt, boy, you better figure out how to recover. And bounce back and be able to play at a very high level. The scheme wise, you better figure out how to do play action fake from that so you are able to utilize Josh Jacobs as the threat that he is out the backfield and hit somebody downfield or somebody wide open. So I expect Jordan Love to take that next step next year. There will be no excuses. If he is not good in year 3, then we know who he is.
I'm going to say this. Similar to Kyle, but I won't say the word that he said. There's no way that I'm going to say I expect him to take the jump. Because I'm done expecting things from Green Bay Packers to make jumps.
You don't expect him to have a better season?
No, I do, but like, here's what I'm getting at.
Okay,
I'm not going to be like, hey, you know, Jordan Love, I expect you to make that, like, huge leap. Based off of what?
Based off what he...
Just because of what he did in the last 10 games of 2023?
He had 10 games of greatness, and the rest of this season, he had about 5 or 6 games where he didn't throw a pick. He was healthy, and he still,
in the times that he was healthy through the season,
at no point
did he look like anything he did in those last 10 games.
It never really asked him.
And if you say, you're trying to think of reasons why he was. At no point. Were you like, oh man, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow?
No, you're concerned about the contract then.
You're concerned that they overpaid him. Because if you never expect him to return to that, then that's a bad contract.
No, it's not. You can't expect somebody to be as good as he was in that 10-game stretch because it was unprecedented.
That's silly.
No, it's not. I'll die on that hill.
It was unbelievable
what he did.
Alive.
I think he should be somewhere in between that and then somewhere in between when he was healthy in the end of last year.
He can't play every game like he did in that last 10 games, but that should be what we see more of. That is the Jordan Love that I expect to see more often than not. Because when you put it on paper, when you put it on film, when you show everybody what you can be, then now we know exactly what your ceiling is. If he does not get to the point where he plays a 17 football games, and he doesn't have at least 12 games of playing at elite level at quarterback, then he's not what we thought he was.
Yeah,
that is the expectation.
12 games out of 17.
Sure, yeah, I've seen it for Aaron Rodgers.
So when you say elite games, you're saying like no interceptions, 270 with 2 touchdowns.
I'm talking about 229, 2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns in those games.
230 plus.
I'm talking about 230 plus consistently, right? Not games of 171, not games of 3 interceptions. I'm talking about give me 230 plus in those games. Give me 3 touchdowns in those games.
And it's not even statistically can help paint that picture, but there were games where he looked in complete control, complete control. I can put the ball wherever I want. I can take advantage of whatever matchup I want, and I can be able to dictate the flow of this game, and you better not let me have the last touch. That is what I think about when I think of an elite quarterback, when I think of Mahomes and Allen and all these guys that are really, really good. I don't expect Jordan Love to be Mahomes and Allen necessarily, but that type of performance is how I felt Jordan
Love. But isn't he getting paid to play like that, though? Like,
I mean, he is.
Which, based on, so that Kyle's saying he should be playing elite. Like, don't you want to be playing like that? Is that your XP? Like, what's?
Yeah, but those
give
those,
me a comp. Give
those,
me a comp.
But those
not
guys are
Aaron Rodgers.
Those are MVP candidates.
Here you go. Not Aaron Rodgers. Not Brett Favre. Forget Packers. Tell me who is a good comp, not from playing style, of a production for their team at quarterback that you want Jordan Love to be like.
Man, you know, Joe Burrow is an elite quarterback. But he's a guy that he can use his leg, but he doesn't use his legs all the time, like a Lamar Jackson.
You
like
want
a Josh
Jordan
Allen.
Love to be Joe Burrow.
I want him to be in that. I'm getting Joe Burrow, best quarterback in the NFL. Yeah. I mean,
Joe Burrow's top four in the NFL.
And I want him to play at a top five level. Yeah. So when
I
want to
be 6'7".
Okay, so you just don't believe in Jordan Love. So you think
not
Jordan
to
Love,
be Joe Burrow?
No, you just
Joe Burrow has done it and went to a Super Bowl in his second season.
So what is your comp, like Justin Herbert?
I think so. That'd be really good.
That was the exact name I was thinking.
Well, we're messed up then.
You think Justin Herbert's a bad quarterback?
No, I think Justin Herbert's a very good quarterback, but Justin Herbert right now hasn't shown to be a super elite quarterback. I want my quarterback to be
neither
an elite.
Neither is Jordan Love.
And that's what I want him to aspire for.
Like,
I
we're
want
just being
to be elite.
Fair, but aspire versus expect is two different things.
Well,
you start with expect, and now you want him to aspire?
Well, I guess then it talks about we're not going to be winning very many Super Bowls here in Green Bay with Jordan Love. It's Justin Herbert is the comp we want. If that's what we're aiming for as Packers fans, just be Justin Herbert, then this things have changed. Things have changed. I'm sorry that I saw Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think it's high enough.
And especially the way he played the last 10 games. He played so well those last 10 games that he all of a sudden shot up to be one of the best quarterbacks in that 2020 class.
He needs to be a top 8 quarterback.
Yeah.
Every year. Top 8. I don't think that's that hard to ask. Not top 4, not MVP.
I want people to be as excited as they were. Week 1, people were excited. The reason why the NFL had the Eagles and the Packers playing in Brazil is because they said we have a marquee quarterback matchup. We have two young quarterbacks that are up and coming in the NFL. I want to make sure that my quarterback is still a marquee elite quarterback in the NFL. That's what I want. And this year, Jordan Love was not consistently a marquee guy. Even in the games where Josh Jacobs went crazy, he just played okay because we didn't ask him to win a lot of football games. But I want my guy to be able to win a football game like Brad talked about in the end.
I'll say this too. If he's never consistently top 8, maybe it's a couple seasons where he pops to be, hey, he's 5th in MVP voting, something like that, the Packers will never sniff a Super Bowl. You got to have that. You got to have that.
Yep.
Or you are like good to very good, and the defense is the best defense in the NFL.
And the two quarterbacks that are playing in a Super Bowl right now, they've both been in MVP conversations at some point in their career.
Yeah.
And that's what you need.
Jalen Hurts, I think, was the runner-up
to MVP
two years ago. And now they have Saquon, and they got dudes across the board. And Mahomes is baby goat.
We're going to take a shot in the dark here.
This would
be a world record for Kyle Brusson-Ortman if Gary Ellerson picks up the phone at 4:45 on a Friday. What do we think? Does it happen?
I think so.
I believe in GE.
Yeah, he's got a lot to say.
This will be the longest streak. I've been a part of Kyle Brusson-Ortman, over 9 months. We've never had him on 3 weeks in a row.
Gary Ellerson, 3 weeks in a row? Question mark? Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brusson-Ortman, KBN.
Ben, I've been a fan of you since Scalzo and Bruss is on the air. You kind of are like a Pat McAfee for the ESPN Milwaukee. You kind of revolutionized this channel and stuff.
Leo, I'm here for you, and I appreciate everything you say. We love you listening. And you can call in every day and say that. I won't get old.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Tell me.
Get down on it. Y'all know what time it is, right, Ben Bruss?
What is it, Kyle?
It's time for our boy GE to get down on it on KBN. What up, GE?
Uh-oh, did we lose him?
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me or no?
Yeah, we got you. I mean, you got a flip phone or something from 1990 you're working
now,
with right
now.
Now,
why are you taking shots?
You know I got the flip phone.
Oh, wow.
Whenever I hear Gary say, hey, what's going on? And then a pause, I think of his voicemail.
Oh,
remember how his voicemail is like,
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Why did you do that, Gary? Why do you have your voicemail seemingly answer the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Just electric stuff. It's a mystery. From our guy, Gary Ellison.
GE, my homie.
Man, you're turning into a dinosaur. What happened to you?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I'm following Homer's footsteps.
Oh no, right.
If
you could give the Green Bay Packers your wish for this offseason, what would your one wish be? If it was granted by me, Ben Bruss the Genie. Gary Ellerson, what do you wish?
My one wish would be for Lucas Van Ness to be Clay Matthews.
Oh, wow.
That's a hell of a wish. I'm not going to lie. That's a great answer.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, good answer.
Okay. Family Feud style.
Do you think it's a good answer, but Gary, do you think it's actual a possibility that he can develop into that?
No. What? No.
Well, it's a wish.
Yes, Kyle, are you stupid?
I mean,
you've seen him last 2 years.
I don't know. He said Clay Matthews, so it was a wish. Hey, I'm thinking that was a real wish.
Gary wants to be Saquon Barkley.
Oh, okay.
No, I'd rather be Eric Dickerson.
Ooh.
Good answer. Good answer.
That's too old for you guys, though. That, once again, aging myself.
I remember Eric Dickerson on the films.
You'd rather have
on NFL films?
Yeah.
You'd rather have a paycheck as Saquon Barkley.
GE, this whole offseason, Ben's wish list, right? And as we talked about, what about the Packers do this offseason to become championship caliber? It's all under this idea that I feel like the Packer organization values relevance and consistency more than actually going for it for a championship. Do you agree with that, that the Packers value relevance and consistency over actually winning championships?
See, why would you say something like that? I mean,
because they don't go all in like other teams.
Well, they have a system that they believe in.
Well, a system for relevance.
They believe in that has had how many championships since the Super Bowl era?
Well, and I ask you guys repeatedly to do this all the time, and you guys don't want to seem to do this, but it's hard to win Super Bowls.
Yeah, we know that. I think here, let me break it down this way.
And so, I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs is an outlier, and the Tampa Bay, not Tampa Bay, but I would say the Tom Brady New England Patriots outlier. I think that's what you guys want.
Here's what we're going to do here. They haven't been to the Super Bowl since 2010. Since 2010, Seattle's gone twice. The Rams have gone twice with two different quarterbacks. The 49ers have gone three times with two different quarterbacks. And to round it out, Philly has gone three times in the last 8 years with two different quarterbacks. How is that possible that it's called Title Town and you're not even getting to a title and there's other mini dynasties that aren't even, they may not have been winning the amount of championships, but they're still getting to the Super Bowl, in which the Packers haven't done since 2010.
Yeah, sounds like you're lowering the bar now. Now you just want to get to the Super Bowl. You're saying we haven't even gotten to the Super Bowl.
I think it's a fair lowering of the bar based off what's been done. Yeah.
In the NFC, I think we've been to NFC championship games. Yeah, but that really don't mean anything because you're not relevant. You've been in the playoffs all the time. Yeah, that don't mean anything because everybody – you guys are spoiled. You guys are starting to sound like callers who calls into the postgame show with Homer and I. You guys are straight spoiled. You know why? Because you guys are only like, 30 years old, and all you know in the last 40 years is two quarterbacks that have been dominant, and now you want more. It just doesn't work like that.
So, Gary, are you satisfied with what the Packers have done since they won the Super Bowl in 2010-2011 season?
No, nobody's satisfied, but being on the inside, understand how hard it is to win it and how hard it is to stay relevant. You just listen. If you were to say to me, hey, Gary, you know what? The general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles is better than Brian Gutekunst. You know what I would say?
What?
You're right, he is. Because he hit a home run on Saquon, and you look at some of the other moves that he made.
Drafts.
Yeah, he is. And that happens. Sometimes guys are better.
Well, don't you just think, Gary, though, at some point, right, like the Green Bay Packers have a fantastic foundation, and we saw the impact that dipping into free agency can have on your roster. We saw it with the Eagles because of the fact they got Saquon Barkley, and we saw it with the Green Bay Packers with Xavier McKinney, and we also saw it with Josh Jacobs. So don't you think maybe the Packers should deviate from their typical conservative plan and be aggressive, because at the end of the day, it's not about making the playoffs. It's not about winning each year. It's about winning a Super Bowl. And I would trade making the playoffs 3-4 straight seasons in a row for actually having a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, but do we forget about the Smith brothers and was that Amos they brought in, those three? They brought those three guys in at the same time.
And we need
2019.
They need to continue to repeat that because the Packers obviously have holes, so you have to do something.
Those guys got old, and now they're gone. And then you follow that up with Xavier McKinney and
Josh Jacobs. 5 years later, though.
Yeah, but Preston Smith just left, bro, this year.
Well, I'm talking about the big signings, right? And I feel like that should be part of the next project.
Preston Smith was a good, serviceable defensive end slash edge when they were in the 3-4, but it's not like all goody. Look what he brought in, Preston Smith.
Oh, you guys are bad.
Oh, Gary.
No, we're just calling it what it is. You're wearing the G and you're protecting it. I get it.
Just to compare, right? Because it seems like the Packers will only utilize certain avenues to build the team, right? We want to draft and develop, and then every once in a while we'll dip our toe into free agency, right? But the Eagles, they did it with blockbuster trades, like with A.J. Yeah. Brown. They did it with big signings like Saquon. They got stud after stud in the draft. They're willing to change out quarterback. Like, it seems like they're willing to do everything in order to put a Super Bowl caliber team together. It just doesn't always feel like the Packers. It feels like they go 95%. But that final 5% that the other teams are doing, it just doesn't seem like they're willing to go there because they want to just be like continue to be consistent.
How many Super Bowls do the Eagles have?
Well, they have none, but over the last 10 years, the Eagles franchise has been better than the Green Bay Packers from a getting to Super Bowl standpoint.
Yeah, three in the last 10.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how many Super Bowls the Eagles got from all that they did.
Well, and they won one with Foles.
They have three.
They've been to.
And you know what? And that one was awesome because Foles wasn't even a quarterback.
Yeah, it goes to show that the depth of the team,
and they were able to win with Nick Foles because everything around him was so good.
They only have one.
Yeah.
Really quickly, GE, I do want to know something because I went to the movie theater a couple of days ago, and I brought in water, but my girl wanted to bring in some more things. And I said, "Nah, baby, we can't do that. Let's just bring in the water." But Bradley Nortman, he brings in legitimately wraps, soda,
chicken salad,
popcorn. He brings all this in. Do you bring stuff into the movie theater when you go?
How you do you get in trouble for doing that? I'm just asking.
Nope. GE, throw it in a tote bag. They don't even blink an eye.
Just
carry it in. They say, "Here's your ticket, sir."
Kidding me? Yeah, I haven't been to a movie in a long time. I don't know if that was legal or not. I mean, you know.
It's illegal.
It's frowned upon.
Is it frowned upon?
Well, I don't know if it's illegal. I don't know if you're going to kick me out, but it's frowned upon.
I mean, the only thing would be is I would be like Nortman. I bring, hell, give me it. Can I bring some liquor?
Oh, you NFL guys are cheap.
No, that's right. He's not trying to pay $15 for snow caps and $20 for popcorn.
Gary's calling in the previews, ordering a pizza for delivery to Theater Room 5.
Yeah, a little Brew 42. Can I bring some of that?
A little Brew 42. How about you, Gary?
That is crazy. I can't believe you, Gary. I thought you were above
Gary. I can't believe you wouldn't do that, man. You're straight from the ghetto.
Wait a minute now. I'm not from the ghetto.
I know you went to Whitefish Bay, but I think you still lived over there.
I was from Milwaukee, not from the hood. And as a kid, we used to sneak some things in, but as an adult, I want to be better. I don't need to be like that, Gary.
He's definitely dressed like he went to Whitefish Bay today. I can tell you that much.
I'm sneaking it in.
How many kids, Gary?
Short man got any kids?
We foster some kids. And yes, when we had the older foster kids, you can better believe we snuck in all their popcorn and snacks and drinks and everything.
Yeah, not them little kids.
It was a family of four, Gary.
Yeah, not them little kids going around sneaking popcorn into movies all everywhere. What do you mean we can't have chickens out?
Bad habits.
Teaching them thrift.
Gary, we appreciate the time. You enjoy your Friday.
Hey, I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate you more.
Why are you making Gary mad?
It's one of my favorite things to do. I love my guy G.
You always stir up Gary.
I love stirring him up.
Will the entire time we got beef with Gary?
Nah, but Gary.
Beef with Homer.
Gary,
Homer don't want to come on our show because of you.
I was on the radio before this company with Gary for 5 days. I knew G back then.
5 days.
Cool. Mm,
they fired you, huh?
Nah, I said he got bringing sponsorship dollars. I said, I don't know what that means. Back in 2 minutes with the Homer Hour next. You gotta get on the groove.